They told me I was going to pray and then they'd come on. Okay. There's no use in praying now. I mean, you know, you already don't. No, I'm kidding. Well, I'll just welcome everybody online. How's that? Those that are watching. And you never know what's going to happen around here. So anyway, we welcome all of you. And we know we have folks not able to be here today. Some are out ministering. Brother and Sister North, again, Mercy Song Revival yesterday was so awesome. They're anointed and they're out ministering again today. And yesterday, wasn't it? It's a beautiful time yesterday. And I just have to thank all of you for your hard work. We know what it takes to get us to that point of yesterday. And I'm just going to give a shout out to Sister Deborah, has worked tirelessly for weeks. Thank you, Sister Deborah. It doesn't go unnoticed, I'm telling you. She worked weeks getting the turkeys and the canned goods and then those that helped box it up. And for those sweet folks to come through and get their turkey and all of that. Oh, my goodness, it was wonderful. So we had 103 families that registered that got turkeys we know of. And then there was another 20, 25, I'm sure, if not more, given out. So that was a beautiful thing. So it was exciting to know that we had that available. Amen. Let me just remind you, we will not have any kind of a service Wednesday night here. A lot of families are getting ready for Thursday, so we'll plan to gather back then the next week. How's that? But we're getting ready. Our Peru trip, our group is getting ready to go week after next. So we'll gather them down front next Sunday and pray around them. And I know it's going to be good. But all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and pray and then get into the Word. How's that? Father, we just thank you for your awesome presence that's in the house this morning. Lord, we brought you in here, but Lord, your Word says when two or three gather together in your name, there you are. And so as we praise and we have lifted you up, I thank you for the awesome presence of your Spirit that is in this house today. So, Lord, I thank you today for this word. Let it go forth today, touching hearts and changing our lives. And we praise you for your word today, Lord. I thank you for every man, every woman here today, every child, every young person. Lord, just I thank you for them. And, Lord, you've brought us to this place. It's not a coincidence, Lord, but it's a divine appointment. So we thank you today. And we do give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, with this being Thanksgiving week in our nation, what better time than today to talk about Thanksgiving? And what that is giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to God. And that's the title of my message this morning, giving thanks to God. And oh my gosh, thank you, Amber, for those songs that you picked out. How awesome. We have worshiped the Almighty God this morning. And if you'll receive this word today and apply it to your life this morning, I believe, I know it'll be life-changing. And if you're a believer and you regularly are reading the Bible, and then you know then that this is God's word to us, and we know God's word is full of power. Can you say amen? That is only if we believe it and obey it and we take it to heart. You can read all you want to, day and night, but if you don't pull it into your heart and your spirit, listen, it won't do you any good. We got to obey that word, amen? Sadly, you'll find for a lot of folks, the truth is hard to receive because they think that they already know it all. They think they know its importance, but the truth is, guess what? There's depth to this word. There's a depth to this word. None of us know everything. Only God knows everything. And he has given us his word to lead us and to guide us in our daily lives. And I'm sure you can attest to this. How many know you can read a scripture or a story 1 week and you come back and read it again in a few days, and what you got out of it this time is totally different what you got out of it last time? And God just, 1 week you'll find a nugget, and the next time, guess what? It'll be a gold mine that you have opened up. So we thank God. It's through His Word that we'll find what His desire is and what His will is for our lives. And you won't know that until you get into His Word and spend time with Him. So God knew who would be here this morning. He knows what you're needing to hear today, and those that watching online or will be watching online at a later date. He knows what every person is going through. He knows what we're needing today. So with that said, Psalm 92 is where we're going to land on this morning. Psalm 92, we're going to look at the first four verses of Psalm 92. Why don't you follow along with me? A psalm, it says, a song for the Sabbath day. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Praise God for His Word. Let's go back to verse 1 again. It is good. Everybody say, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to His name on high. There's a lot of verses in the Psalms that say, bless the Lord. And David or one of the psalmists is telling other people to come on and let's praise the Lord together. But this is a slight variation in that it is saying it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name. When you start looking at this verse and you even look up that word good in this particular verse, listen to some of the words that it covers. There's favor in giving thanks to the Lord. There's prosperity. We can prosper in every area of our life. It's the word merry, the word precious, the word better, the word beneficial. So it is good to give thanks. It is beneficial that we give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. Again, notice it's good to give thanks, and that's a giving of something. So what are you giving? You're giving thanks to the Lord and to sing praise. And that word praise in the Hebrew here is where we get our word psalm. And notice, to sing praise to your name. It's good to give thanks and to sing whether you sing good or not. Did you know that? It's good to give thanks and to sing whether you can sing good or not. If you can't sing a tune in a bucket, you still can sing. Amen. It's good to sing praises to your name, meaning what the Lord stands for. Because a name in the Bible means the character of the person. So when it speaks here of God, it's good to give thanks to the Lord. Guess what? It's a good thing to do. Understand, God is made happy, Brother Tony, when we give thanks. And you got to know, God isn't an emotional being. The Lord has emotions. He loves to pull good ones on us. You know it? He has fun with us. He can be made happy. And guess what? He can be made sad. In fact, you can right here this morning make Him happy by listening to His Word, or you can make Him sad. The word used in the Bible is you can grieve Him, you can vex Him, you can make Him sad by just throwing off what God is saying in His Word today. We see all through the New Testament how He was so sad. He In fact, he got so upset when the children of Israel would turn to start worshiping other gods. You can make God happy by the way you talk to people and mix in with other folks. You can make God sad by being standoffish or being impolite to someone. You got to remember, we are to be what? Salt and light to those around us. There ought to be an aura about you when folks are around you and they feel something different. Well, what is that? It's the Holy Spirit of Almighty God in you. You have to know everything in life God reacts to. Again, He lives within us, so He sees how we live, how we react, and how we converse in our daily lives. Like you and I do, we may have a good meal, and guess what? We're happy. And yet, if we enjoy too much of a good thing, maybe too many chips and hot sauce, or if the meal is bad, Brendan had that happen yesterday, guess what? That affects us. Can I just tell him online what happened yesterday? He was so tired. He was so hungry after he left here yesterday. And he said, you know what sounds good? It's a couple of tacos. And so he went up to the Shell station and drove through the drive-thru. Wonderful folks and awesome food. So the little guy made him two or three tacos, whatever it was. And when Brendan placed his order, the little guy was already eating his own meal. And so he had it in a little plastic container. He was eating tacos too. And so here he fixed Brandon's tacos and closed it up. And then he had his and he closed it up. Well, guess what he did? He threw Brandon's in the trash and he packed he got his leftovers, put it in a bag, and gave it to Brandon. So Brandon didn't know it till he got home and he called him, Dad. He says, they gave me leftovers. He says, my taco has a bite out of it. So we called the little guy. We know him. He was so apologetic. And so I was still here. So I drove by there and he had Brandon's. Was it okay the second go around? It was all right. Oh, my gosh. You know, when someone we're related to or know that has a baby, guess what? We rejoice with them. We're happy because how many know that's a joyful thing? Or then if something, watch this, what if something is stolen from us? We can get really sad, and guess what happens? Their emotion builds up, and we can get upset because it was our stuff. Oh, my gosh, when somebody takes something that doesn't belong to them, and guess what? That being upset, then if we're not careful, that can turn to anger quickly. And God is the same way. And you have to remember that we don't go to heaven because we just live a good life. No, salvation is a gift. Brother Todd talked about it yesterday as he gave the gospel message. It was so awesome. We put our faith in Christ then, who died for us. And that's how you become a Christian. But once you become a Christian, guess what? It's like a child with a family. You can make your father happy, or you can make your father sad. And so by giving thanks to God, we see that that's a good thing. The Scripture tells us our Heavenly Father is made happy when we thank Him for what He's done for us. It's a good thing to give praise to the Lord because He's worthy. We just sang it. He's worthy of it all. How awesome was that? He's worthy of our praise. Especially, watch this, when you think of what He has done for you and for me. Just take a moment and think about where you were and how He saved you and delivered you from destruction. Oh my gosh. Do you realize that God does not demand then for us to make a pilgrimage to somewhere like they did in the Middle Ages, where the Catholic Church was teaching you to make a pilgrimage to Rome, to make God happy. Guess what? God doesn't want you to have to go to Rome. He doesn't want you to have to go to any other place. We don't have to travel to Jerusalem and or Mecca, as the Muslims still do today, or any other place to make God happy. Listen, what makes Him happy is when we thank Him and praise Him, watch this, right where we are in our lives. It's said that Martin Luther, who started the Reformation, got to the steps of St. Peter's Basilica, and he crawled up the steps because it was taught by going on your bare knees and scraping them, it was showing penitence and that would make God happy. And as they do even in the Philippines, where I've seen it, and some other places where they actually almost torture themselves. They go through the streets, and you may have seen pictures of this, striking their back with a whip until they're all bloody and they're all cut up. In certain parts of Latin America, they walk on gravel. Why? Because they think by hurting oneself, it makes God happy. You got to understand something very clearly this morning. God does not get happy when we hurt ourselves. Amen. And He doesn't do things to hurt us. We serve a good God. He doesn't spitefully bring a tornado to tear down your house. He wants to hear us say, I love you, sweet Lord, my Redeemer. He wants us to take time to appreciate all that He's done for us. But now, guess what? It goes even deeper than that. Jesus, when He was here and walked the earth for 33 and a half years, stopped one day because He was thirsty and He was tired. And it happened to be around noon, and the story in the New Testament talks about how He stopped at a well in Samaria. And there was a woman there, and usually Jews did not speak to Samaritans because of their prejudice. But Jesus had no prejudice against anybody. So He spoke to this woman, and as He began to talk to her, and they conversed about a few things. And then we pick it up there in John 4, where the woman said to Him, Sir. And what she found was that because He had told her about her life and who she was living with, at the moment it wasn't her husband. And in fact, she had been through a bunch of husbands. So she said, Sir, I perceive that you, after telling her this, I perceive that you're a prophet. Yep. And wanting to distract Him, she says, well, you know, our fathers worshipped on this mountain, the mountain in Samaria. And yet you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one must worship. In fact, the Old Testament taught you could only do certain acts of worship and sacrifices only in the temple at Jerusalem. You couldn't kill an animal up there in the area of Galilee where Jesus was raised as an act of worship. You had to go to Jerusalem. And then Jesus says something that just dispels thousands of years of Jewish teaching and history. And He says, believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. And today it doesn't matter where you go. You don't have to be here at this altar or in this church sitting in these chairs. You can worship God anywhere. You can worship Him, Brother Gary, on the golf course. You can worship Him on the fishing bank. You can fish. I love fishing. You can worship Him out of the wood shop. You can worship Him sitting back in your easy chair. Amen. So you Samaritans worship what you do not know, He said. We worship what we do know because salvation is from the Jews and the teaching of the Old Testament. Here's what He said. But a time is coming, and even now has arrived, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people, the Father seeks. Now, did you hear that? So for such people, the Father seeks. Let me ask, how could God, as our Heavenly Father, who has everything, seek anything? That just seems impossible. God is everywhere, and He knows everything, and guess what? He already sees everything. So how could He have to seek something? You could seek something. I could seek something. We could seek a better job. We seek this thing or we seek that thing. But Jesus says, no, the Father seeks those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And I just tell you that right now in our time together on this Sunday morning, God Almighty is searching out those who will worship Him from their heart, who will worship Him in sincerity, who will appreciate and thank Him for everything that He's already done. So to seek Him here means that He desires to find those who will worship Him. He's saying, is there anyone who I can find that just won't be saying, I need, I need, I need all the time? Amen. Even though we know there's a place for that, and He does meet our needs. Yet, who will stop and just say, thank You, Lord, for what You've already done? Can we just stop a minute and just worship Him with our, and just praise Him for what He's already done, for saving me, for redeeming us? Amen. Listen, it's okay to tell Him our needs. He wants us to. He tells us to. Yet, guess what? Once we tell Him, begin then to thank Him for those things. Amen. Declare it in faith with your mouth that your needs are going to be met. Amen. If your refrigerator is empty, go by there, lay your hands on that refrigerator. Lord, I thank You for a full refrigerator. Amen. Amen. Remember, it's our faith that moves God. Amen. Our need doesn't move Him. Our faith does. We make our petitions known with thanksgiving. Amen. So our Heavenly Father seeks that. God is seeking worshipers. Understand with me, that shows that's how beautiful worship is. If you want to make God happy, you worship Him today from your heart. Sincerely, with no fake worship, but with everything in you, with an openness of heart. It says to sing praises to His name. What does His name mean? His name stands for who He is. Again, His character, His attributes. In other words, sing praises to the God who is full of mercy. How many know you would not be here today if it wasn't for God's mercy, for the mercy of God? I would not be standing up here if it had not been for His mercy. That mercy, that's forgiving everything that we've done. There's now no record of it in heaven. And the worst thing we could do, the slap in the face, if He's forgiven you of something, don't you keep bringing it up to Him. I made that mistake for years. Bring it up. Lord, I'm sorry. You saw what I did, you know, in my teenage years. I'm so sorry. He's already forgiven me for all of that. Why slap Him in the face? He don't remember it. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. We know we have an enemy who loves to remind us of our past, and that's what he does. Amen. Oh, look what you did. Look who you were back then. What makes you think you can do what you're doing now? We can remind Him of His future. Amen. Jesus washed it away with His blood. Total mercy. How about mercy that saved us when we were at the edge of an abyss? Could have fallen in a pit because of our stupid decisions. He saved us, and guess what? Snatched us up by His mercy. Oh, praise God. Am I the only one who can clap the hands and just say, God, I thank You for Your mercy? Woo. How about when we were full of ourselves? Oh, and sure that we knew everything, and then we ended up, guess what, in big time trouble then. And God didn't give us what we deserve, no. He showed us mercy. Praise God. He didn't make us pay for what we did. He showed us favor. Even though we didn't deserve it. He showed us favor, Sister Cherry. He showed us favor. Oh my gosh. Need I remind us then, every good and perfect gift comes from God. And one of His greatest gifts is His love that is manifested, that has manifested itself in mercy. Oh my gosh. How about His kindness? How about His goodness? How about His joy? What about His provision to us? He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. When was the last time you just sat in a chair, in your easy chair, and just stopped and you said, you know, I'm going to stop my grumbling. I'm going to stop my complaining. Enough already. How about I just thank God for what He's done for me already up to this point? Did you know that some of us are living on the prayers then of our parents? Living on the prayers of maybe our grandparents? For some, the only reason you're here is because of prayers that were prayed when you wasn't even aware or conscious of them. When you were in your crib, some parent went by and went, oh God, watch over my child. And guess what? You're here today worshiping God. Because of those prayers that God put in the heart of that parent or that grandparent. How faithful then is God to us? Can we not be thankful then for the way He guides our lives? Can somebody again just wave your hand as you see how God's hand is at work in your own life? Oh my gosh. Lord, I thank You to see how You're at work in my life. Thank You, Lord. Listen, when He worked and He blocked and He moved on your behalf at times when there seemed no way out. So we see then how the beginning of this Thanksgiving week, it is good then to give thanks to the Lord. It's good for us when we thank God and we open our hearts and worship Him then in spirit and in truth. We really can lift ourselves away from this old fake world and its disappointments and the anger that comes with that and the hate that we see. And guess what? Yes, one day all of that's going to pass away. But if you don't thank God, you can get wrapped up in the world around you. And then if you're not careful, guess what? You're going to find yourself up and down like a yo-yo in your mind. And you start acting just like the people that don't even know God. You ever played with a yo-yo when you was, you know, on that string? I never could get it to go up and down. I don't know what it was. You know, I'd put the string on my finger and, you know, that. It just would not come back up, you know. And then you have those that were experts at it. Oh, my gosh. When you give thanks, guess what? It focuses your spirit. It focuses your heart into the realm that God wants us to live in. And that is that I'm walking in the Spirit. I got my mind on heaven. I'm counting all of my blessings, remembering all of His mercy. And we find it begins to lift us up above the mundane. It lifts us up above that wearisome day after day routine in our lives and into heavenly places. And I don't mean that we're to be so heavenly minded that we're of no earthly good. Sad, there's a lot of folks out there like that. No, but with God living in you, and at work in us, as we talked about last week, you become sensitive to the things around you. You've been in the world and spent some intimate time. You've been in the Word and you've spent some intimate time with Jesus. And so now you're focused for the day. And you're not going to be easily distracted as you go through your day. That's why it's good for us to start our day just thanking the Lord for His mercy and His goodness, knowing that He's got our backs as we walk out the door and into the world around us. I'm not talking about spending hours and hours. Just when you get your feet hit the floor, maybe before when you wake up, before you even lift your head off the pillow, Lord, I thank You for today. I don't know what it holds, but I know you've got me. And so I thank you that you're going to lead me today, that I won't be distracted. That's what I'm talking about, having that intimacy with Him. Otherwise, if you're not careful, you're walking out the door and you get lifted up in yourself like you are in control. Amen? God is left back there then on the shelf at home, and you're going about your day. And now you're wondering, why am I dealing with all this mess in my mind today? Please understand me clearly. And don't forget this. Our next breath is in His hands. If He says so, you won't even be around tomorrow. Neither will I. If He says so. So then, yes. How many know it's a good thing that our praises to Him is continually in our mouths? Oh, I hope you're getting this today. It may not be deep, but it's simple, but it's truth. We should thank Him for every breath. And yes, it's good for our emotions as well. Did you know that? Amen. Amen. Listen now, show me a depressed, angry, complaining, murmuring person who's full of thanksgiving. Because I've never met anybody like that. Amen. People murmuring and complaining about everything in life is so hard. Listen, just think of children who grew up with parents who live like that, talk like that. What a curse that puts on that child. And what happens, they grow up and now they think negative. And the glass is always half empty instead of being half full. Even though God has abundantly blessed them, they can't say thank you. They're worried about the next problem or what's happening in the world and in politics and the stock market and the cost of living and trying to keep up with the Joneses next door and all of that now. And guess what? So for sure, that'll give you a beautiful attitude for the day. Not. It won't. It won't. But guess what? When you start thanking God, our text says it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to you Most High. It's a good thing. It chases the blues away. Amen. Listen, when you're thanking God and you're giving Him praises, what happens is you open the valve of joy and gladness that's inside of you. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Here we go now. When you're not filled with joy, guess what? We are susceptible to the devices of the enemy. The joy of the Lord, listen, is our strength. So thanksgiving then just stimulates that joy. And now instead of looking around in a horizontal view at all the problems around us, we're looking vertical, upwards in praise to God, knowing everything is going to be okay. Why? Because He's got it. And I'm thanking Him for it. He's brought me this far. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to leave me stranded. He's gone before me. He walks before me through the storms of life. He's there with me. He promises to never leave me or forsake me. And we're giving Him praise and thanking Him and remembering His promises, remembering that He is in covenant with us and we are in covenant with Him. Where we are weak, He makes us strong. Amen. Our conversation then becomes different. We have set our heart and mind now on the things above, and we're not living under the circumstances. Well, how you doing, brother? Oh, under the circumstances. No, we're living above the circumstances. And that's what happens when you and I are thanking God and praising God, not just on Sunday, but 24/7, 365 days a year. Guess what? It becomes a lifestyle for the child of God. Paul wrote this in his letter at First Thessalonians 5:18. and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Notice, in everything give thanks. Brandon, you touched on it, I believe. Not for everything, but in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. We don't thank Him for the storm. We thank Him that He's there beside us as we go through the storm. People who are not giving thanks, guess what then? They're out of the will of God. For all of us, the will of God is in everything. We're to give thanks. Isn't that what it says? For this is the will of God in Christ concerning you and you and me. Do you know what Thanksgiving does? Thanksgiving draws us near to God and helps us to fight the enemy. Do you realize how important then Thanksgiving is? Oh, but Pastor, when you say Thanksgiving, I think of turkey, and I think of the dressing, and I think of all the fixings and all the desserts that we're going to have. Oh, my gosh. And I think of it one day a year on Thanksgiving. And yes, we do celebrate that holiday, and it's coming up this next week. But for the true believer, for that true Christian who is part of the family of God, thanksgiving or giving thanks to God is not just on a holiday. Guess what? It's not on just Sunday when we come together. It's not when you come to church. If you only thank God when you're here, guess what? If you only sing when you're here, that's a sad life. Let me ask, why is God only good to you on Sundays then? So when Paul the apostle is writing his letter to the Roman believers, and he's talking about how creation fell away from God, and they went into not only idolatry, but they were worshiping stones, they were worshiping animals. You've seen them today. They worship a tree. They'll hug a tree. Oh my gosh. Many years ago, Darlene and I went to a ladies' conference. We'll never forget this. It was at a hotel at close to DFW. Worship was going awesome. And some of the ladies had their banners and going. And there was one little lady. And they had it decorated. It was Christmas season. And they had all these plastic trees with lights decorated on them. This lady goes back. I guess she felt she was in the spirit. She picks up one of them plastic trees and starts dancing with it. Oh, my gosh. I put my head down like this, you know. I thought, Darlene, what did you get me into, you know? But thank goodness there were some older ladies full of wisdom, and they politely had her put the tree back down and go sit down, you know. So we made it through that. But when God saw all of these people in their idolatry, here's what Paul wrote. Listen to this. This is in Romans 1, 18 through 21. It says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified God as God, nor did they give Him thanks. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts then were darkened." So we see darkness came on the creation. It came on them because they would not glorify God or honor Him. They would not give Him thanks. They saw everything around them. They saw God's goodness, and they would not give Him thanks. because they became self-centered, and it was all about themselves, all about me, myself, and I. And so, no, it's not about us. Guess what? It's about God. It's not about us. It's about God, what He did for us. And the Bible says, since they would not glorify God and they will not give Him thanks, they drifted. It's hard reading because they drifted so far away into terrible things. But it started with them not wanting to glorify God and give thanks to Him. So understand, every time we give thanks to God, what are we doing? We're drawing near to God. Oh, God, I love You. Jesus, I love You. I praise You. I thank You for life. I thank You for health. I thank You for another day to serve You. And did you know that giving praise to God is especially powerful for us in spiritual warfare? Not many people realize that, because we draw near to God when we thank Him. And guess what? It so strengthens us when we do that. You got to know, the devil cannot live in or be around in an atmosphere of thanksgiving and praise. Amen. He will not stay. So watch this. Yeah, if you're complaining and you're wearing yourself down and biting your nails, well, why not just go ahead and invite the devil's imps in? Because what you've just done, you've opened the door wide open and you said, come on in for tea, sweet or unsweet. But when you're praising God, listen, do you know what Martin Luther used to say to the men who worked around him? History says Luther used to say to the men around him, come on, men, let's sing praises to God and chase the devil away. Sing praises to God and chase the devil away. Well, Pastor, how do you chase them away? Well, you say, oh, I praise You, God. I love You, Lord Jesus. I thank You for all Your blessings and how You've kept me, how You've healed me, how You've saved me, how You've provided for me up to this point, and You're not going to leave me now. You're going to take care of me tomorrow and the next day. Oh, Pastor, you're getting all worked up. I'm just not used to having church that way. Well, Pastor, I know I don't sing and praise God and take all my time up doing that, but God knows my heart, and yes, Pastor, I really do appreciate Him. Okay. Thank you for sharing that with me. Well, let me ask you something. How would you like it if you raised a child and the child never said thank you for anything? Never showed their appreciation for anything. On Mother's Day, never a Mother's Day card. You didn't hear from them on Father's Day, never a visit or a call thanking you for anything. But now, if someone stopped you to say, you know what, you dishonor your parents, and your response, oh, but in my heart, I thank them for everything. Yeah, you might do, but guess what? They do not know it. They don't know that. Can I just be gut-wrenching, truthful as I close today? Some of us are way behind on our praise to God. Amen. Got quiet, didn't it? Way behind on Thanksgiving. Way behind on the giving of thanks to God for what He's done for me and what He's done for you. Can we just change that this morning? And when we leave today, just instead determine, no matter, like Brandon said Wednesday night, I don't care. I'm not going to stop giving God thanks. I love that, Brandon. Thank you. Because He's been too good to me. Instead of moving on to the next problem or moving on to that next dilemma, let me ask, how would God answer our prayers if we're asking then for something new when you haven't thanked Him for what He's already given you? Oh, how about, oh God, help me. I'm a mess. I'm sorry. And that's why the Bible says, even with our prayers and petitions, we do it how? With thanksgiving. Make your needs known to God. Again, always with thanksgiving. Yes. Over in Luke chapter 17, we find Jesus is moving up into Galilee at this point. And he's walking there, and there's 10 lepers who yell out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And Jesus says, "Just go and show yourselves to the priest." And they obey him and they leave, and as they look, they see they have been made clean. And one who noticed then he's been healed, he comes running back then to Jesus and he falls on his face at the feet of Jesus. And it says when he saw he was healed, turned back, and look what he did. And with a what? Loud voice. Glorified God, giving him thanks. And it says, and he was a Samaritan. Guess what? He could have come back and just whispered in Jesus' ear. "Thank you. Thank you for what you did." No, he didn't do that. He said a loud voice. Oh, Pastor, there's just no sense in all that noise. We can just praise him quietly in our hearts. Praise him quietly. Praise him quietly for what he's done for me. Are you kidding me? No, I won't be quiet. I don't care, like Brandon said Wednesday night. I'm going to praise him out loud. Woo. You want to laugh at me? You want to make fun of us? You go ahead. But I want to tell you something. You better walk very carefully. I wouldn't be mocking God's family. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So he comes back and he fell on his face at his and is giving thanks. And the Bible said he was a Samaritan. He was one of the people that were second class folks. And Jesus responded and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this one foreigner?" And I just wonder, as that man fell there and worshiped God, what about the other 9 who were healed? What were they thinking, maybe? Was it, "Well, I just got to go with my life now. He's healed me. And I got to get back home. Thank you, Lord. Bye-bye." And only one had the appreciation then in his heart to come back, Brother Tony, and fall at the feet of the Master and thank him. And Jesus, in turn, not just healed him like he healed the other 9, but he declared him whole. Yeah. Meaning, along with the healing came restoration. Yes. It came with protection, with salvation. Yes. He gave him the whole enchilada. Amen. I'm going to go eat Mexican food after a while. The whole enchilada. The whole package. It wasn't just healing. I can't speak for you, but for me, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, as that old song says, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Listen now, as we prepare then together with family this week for a Thanksgiving meal, can we leave here with a new outlook on our praise to the Lord? Can you admit that, yes, I've been self-centered? Yes, Pastor, I've been worrying. I've been a grumbler. I'm a complainer. And yes, I'm dealing with anger issues still. Then listen, through this word today, how do we fix those things? Well, here's the key. We begin to fill our hearts with praise, and we declare it so with our mouth out loud, and watch the imps begin to jump ship. Amen. It'll leave. That anger will leave you. Amen. That self-centered will leave you. Fill yourself up with praise, and you'll find the anger and the worry and the grumbling cannot stay around. Remember, the enemy will have nowhere to build his stronghold if you are full of praise and full of thanksgiving. Can you say, "Pastor, I'm with you"? I want to give God special thanksgiving today for so much that He's given to me. So, Lord, we give You thanks to You. We say it's good to give thanks to the Lord. Lord, You deserve it. It pleases You. You seek those who will worship You. It's good for us. It builds our faith. It triggers joy inside of us. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. Amen. How about we sing some songs this week? Listen to some praise music. And know that it's going to chase those things away. Help us, Lord, to remember that this week, that it's Your will that in everything we give thanks. In the darkest hour, in the deepest valleys, You're there. So, Lord, we give thanks and we know that we are not alone. Let's all stand together here as we end today. Thank You, Lord. Can we just take a moment and let's just praise Him? Thank You, Lord. Lord, I praise You. I thank You, mighty God. You're worthy of our praise. I'm going to worship You, Lord. I'm determined to get up in the morning. When I wake up, still on my head, on my pillow, I'm going to worship You and thank You. When my feet hit the floor, I'm going to say, thank You, Jesus. I praise You today. I thank You for what You did here yesterday. I thank You for the hearts that were touched. I thank You, God, that You truly are leading us in this hour. And as we continue, Lord, to spend time with You and to draw closer to You, God, You're going to show us. You're going to show us the deep things that You have for us still in Your Word. And so I thank You today for this church body. I thank You for them. I speak blessings over them as we go from this house today. And Lord, as we continue this week and to be with family, Lord, I thank You that we're going to continue to be salt and light to a dark world. Oh, we praise You today and we give You all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Happy Thanksgiving. I love you guys. I know who I am.
'Cause I know who you are, cross of salvation was only the star. Now I am chosen, free and forgiven. I have a future, and it's worth the living. 'Cause I wasn't made to be tending in a grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made.